Fusion News. Welcome to your regular Fusion News update, brought to you by the Fusion Industry Association.
Hi, my name is Emery Yildirim, a PhD student at the University of Manchester. Now, my setup looks a little bit different today, and that's because just like Sid, I'm also out here at MIT doing a little bit of work for my PhD. And while I don't have the hoodie, I did get myself a little keychain with the mascot on it. Now, it's Friday the 25th of February, and this is going to be your Fusion News update. Today's stories include 1. Major breakthrough on nuclear fusion energy. 2. Physics breakthrough as AI successfully controls plasma in nuclear fusion experiment. 3. Fusion breakthrough once thought impossible brings energy device closer to realization. And 4. Fraser Nash to support UK AEA tritium engineering framework. And there are some bonuses for you at the end too. 1. Major breakthrough on nuclear fusion energy. Now we start where we left off last time, and just when Sid was recording his Fusion News update, he got himself a Fusion News update, and that was all about the joint European Tauruses record-breaking 5.9 megajoules of energy produced in just 5 seconds in their latest round of experiments. Now, this amount of energy is enough to power a home for a whole day in just the space of those 5 seconds. Quite incredible. A joint European Taurus experiment published data showing that they managed to produce 59 megajoules of energy with deuterium-tritium fusion in a configuration made to mimic that of ITER, the international collaboratory project being built in the south of France. This 5 second plasma may not seem like a long time, but as Dr. Arthur Terrell, the author of The Star Builders, Nuclear Fusion and the Race to Power the Planet, said, that doesn't sound very long, but on the nuclear timescale, it's very, very long indeed. And it's very easy to then go from 5 seconds to 5 minutes or 5 hours or even longer. When talking about these latest results, Ian Chapman, CEO of the UK Atomic Energy Authority, said, these experiments we've completed had to work. If they hadn't, then we would have had real concerns about whether ITER could meet its goals. This was high stakes, and the fact that we achieved what we did was down to the brilliance of the people and their trust in the scientific endeavour. We should also note that JET uses copper magnets. Now, we know that magnets are so important for confining the plasma in tokamaks, and we talk about using high-temperature superconductors or even just normal superconductors on the show, and copper isn't either of those. It's a 40-year-old machine, and managing to produce a plasma and sustain it for 5 whole seconds is actually an incredible achievement. And these kind of results validate so much of what we talk in the public and the private sector about on this channel, and therefore it should be really, really exciting for everyone watching and for everyone in the field. It truly means that the roaring 20s for fusion are off to a great start. 2. Physics breakthrough as AI successfully controls plasma in nuclear fusion experiment. Now, a joint effort here and another one of our lovely public-private ventures. Now, this public-private venture is with DeepMind, an AI company, along with EPFL's Swiss Plasma Center. Now, they looked at using AI to look at more advanced configurations of the magnetic fields within tokamaks. And they used something called deep reinforcement learning in order to do so, and it proved to be super effective. To sustain a plasma, lots of tiny adjustments are required in fractions of seconds. And the scientists here managed to delegate it all to their AI system. The deep reinforcement algorithm went through a training program on a simulated environment where it initially learned how to control the plasma before it was let loose on the real thing in the variable configuration tokamak at the Swiss Plasma Center. The AI system demonstrated the ability to sculpt the plasma into many different configurations, which have different advantages for extracting energy from the plasma. Gianluca Sari, from Queen's University Belfast, who wasn't involved in the study, said, this AI is, in my opinion, the only way forward. There are so many variables, and a small change in one of them can cause a big change in the final output. If you try to do it manually, it's a very lengthy process. So it looks like AI is going to be a key part in how we control the plasma moving forward. And that's really exciting as we see AI venture into so many parts of our technology sectors. Now, if you want to catch more about DeepMind's work in the fusion energy sector and how they control the plasma, if you catch last week's AI for Science podcast, which we'll link down below, there's a brief discussion on some of their work that they do. 3. Fusion breakthrough once thought impossible brings energy device closer to realization. A story to excite all the Stellarator fans out there, and I know there are some because I see them in the comments on the channel. And this is where scientists have achieved a breakthrough in the design of some of these. To remind everyone, a Stellarator is a donut-shaped device like a tokamak, but where the magnetic fields are twisted into complex shapes. This has been alleged to produce a more stable plasma, but there are still issues with keeping all of the ions in the plasma. The goal for Stellarator scientists is something called quasi-symmetry, in which the magnetic field geometry aims for zero drift of the ions in the plasma, basically meaning we get no leakage of our fuel, so all of it goes to fusing and producing energy. An open source code called SimSopt was used to refine the shape of the magnetic field. Automation of the design process for many different configurations has allowed for far improved geometries. While there are still engineering challenges that exist for machining and making some of these complex geometries, the thought of a disruption-free, sustained plasma has been brought a step closer by this work and has definitely given a lot of excitement to a lot of those Stellarator advocates out there too. 4. Fraser Nash to support UK AEA's tritium engineering framework. More STEP news coming out of the UK with Fraser Nash joining the tritium engineering framework. Now, tritium engineering and the control of tritium is vital, especially as one of the fuels that's going to be used in STEP, and has actually been identified as one of the key challenges in the progress of fusion energy. Tritium being a form of heavy hydrogen means that it is an extremely small particle, and therefore containing and managing it is important, but also really challenging. Tritium will appear in parts of the vessel components and also needs to be generated in the walls of the device in order to have sufficient tritium for continuing the plasma. Fraser Nash's Tritium Engineering Framework Manager, Scott David, said, "Understanding how to contain and manage tritium will be essential in the development of fusion, enabling fusion power to be a source of clean energy for the UK's future energy systems." Fraser Nash will bring its technical expertise to help increase this understanding across all 5 of the framework areas: fuel cycle, in-vessel components, power infrastructure, materials capability, and life cycle. He then went on to say, "Our approach involves a collaborative model, drawing upon a broad spectrum of organisations across the nuclear supply chain, each of which will bring their own specialist set of skills and capabilities. This collaborative group includes Tokamak Energy, Oxford Sigma, University of Lancaster, University of Birmingham, Cavendish Nuclear, and Rolls-Royce." Having such a big company join such a large consortium of collaborators just shows how great the problem is, but also shows how applicable it is to so many different areas of fusion, including those private companies that we often talk about on the channel. And having so much expertise there shows that it's just another challenge fusion's facing that's on its way to being solved. Now, all of the bonuses that we're going to link below are all of the really interesting stories that have come talking about the implications of that 5.9 megajoules produced by that jet tokamak. It's truly a story that's excited the whole of the fusion sector. And it means that you're getting think piece after think piece and implication after implication of what this means for different areas of fusion. I really recommend having a really nice deep dive into some of those articles that we're linking below, as there's some really cool stuff in there. Now, that's it for me today. I hope you enjoyed yourselves. I hope to see you all next time. And please remember to like and subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.
You have been listening to Fusion News, brought to you by the Fusion Industry Association.